The Conversation. Your life will remain the same as now in the next 5 years, only but for two things: the books you read and the company you keep. Everything has an horror. You soon smell like the company that you keep. Join Bulwanosoye as we interact with brilliant minds across the globe. The Conversation.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening. Okay, so it's going to be a terrific time. First, I want to say thank you for time out, you know, to have this conversation.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, attaining peak performance, you know, peak performance is one thing that I believe everybody tries to attain. Okay. You know, but before we even talk about attaining our peak in performance, I think we have to know where we start from. You know, even performance from the basic. My first question is, how do we start to perform? I believe that so many people have ideas, you know, thoughts, you know, on how they want to do their business or and all that, you know, but they get to this point where they don't know where to go to. They have the ideas, they know what to do. Well, how to just do something or how to start is a challenge. I don't know. How can we get started before even talk about performing at our peak? How do we start to perform?
In my years as a life coach, and a peak performance and life coach, I'm coaching people. I've gotten to understand that most people don't necessarily know what they want to do clearly.
Wow.
They think they do. They have a few things they want to do. And because, and I'm talking about, I've worked with and coached high-flying, very productive people. And most of the times, they are muddled up. That's why they come into a coaching session with me, because they are not clear about what they want to do. And that's the thing that we always have to first of all do. And I found out the first key is to find clarity.
Hmm.
Once you find clarity, everything has a way of just falling into place. Take, for instance, if you leave where you are now and you come out of your house, and you don't come out of the happy day and step out and dress up and step out and say, where am I going? But that's what most people do. Hmm. They dress up, they step, I mean, towards their life, towards whatever it is they're doing, their business, towards their career. And they step out and they're like, all right, somebody says left is fine. Another person says right is nice. Another person says go on straight. That is good. I'm not really sure what I want to, where I want to go. But I want to get to a nice, very comfortable destination. But they're not exactly clear about where they are going. When you wake up every morning with a clear vision, a clear picture of where you're going, you get there faster.
But how can we attain that clarity of purpose now? How do we know that, okay, this is exactly, because sometimes, you know, we have people with different talents. Mm. You know, for instance, I used to do music many years ago, and I recorded my songs in the studio, and I knew that music was it for me. But then I started to see that writing comes in. You know, I'm a good songwriter, so I wrote a book and all that. So how do we know exactly what we're supposed to focus on?
If I understand you clearly, we're going to talk about purpose.
Okay.
And knowing exactly that which you're created here on earth here to do. Coaching is what I'm created to do. I know that. When I'm coaching, I am in my element. I become that which I'm designed to. I see dimensions of myself I never thought possible. I'm a vocal person. When I'm coaching, I become an excellent listener.
Okay.
I'm somebody who likes to talk. I become an excellent listener. For 1 hour, I can guarantee you, I may not speak for more than 10 minutes. For 1 hour of the session, and the person speaks for 50 minutes. You get. So it's about finding who you are designed to be. When you find out, those are the things that I actually plan to discuss in this discussion. Apart from clarity, you need to know yourself. Before you even find clarity, you need to know who you are. Know who you are designed to be. When you know what you are made of, you know what you can do, what you cannot do. It is when you know that, when you know yourself, you can't give what you don't know well enough. And when you know what you're designed to be, what your purpose is, what you're created to bring to the earth, the value you're created to bring, because that is what work is. Work is the value you bring to society. Work is not what you do to make money. Wow. Money is part of the rewards that come with work. But work is what you do to bring value to society. So when you know what your work is, you can then be able to bring it to society. But if you do not know, there are a lot of people who should be musicians who are bankers. There are a lot of people who should be artists who are working in marketing. And they're doing it because they want to make money, because they're trying to earn a living. You don't earn a living, you make a living. First of all, what it starts from is understanding who you are, how you're designed. And there's no other person that can tell you that except God, because He created you. He's your creator. And once you can find out who you are and He can show you who you are, this is what you're created to do, then it's possible that you have other talents, you have different abilities. You just mentioned that you used to sing,
yeah.
You used to write music. But now you're an excellent writer. I've read your work. I've read a few of your works. And I'm like, okay, this guy is good at writing. So now it helped, but you're finding yourself more in writing rather than just singing. Am I right?
Yes.
Fine. So the thing about life is that we evolve.
True.
We grow. You can't, for instance, some 8 years, 10 years ago, God told me I will be doing what I'm doing now. But then the me He was telling was a whole different guy from the me who's talking to you now. So I have evolved. I have grown. I have learned. I have moved from stage to stage, level to level, till I got to where I am now. So even after God has shown you, it still will take time. You still have to grow into that person that God has told you you will become.
Wow.
So the first thing is you need to find out what you're designed to be. Discover yourself.
Okay, I'm going to take us back to performance now.
Okay.
So when you make your point about, you know, money and making money and all that, you're trying to say, if I get you right, that you cannot perform with money at the end point, being the end point. Meaning that if I want to perform now, say writing, I shouldn't start to write because I want to make money. Is that what you're saying?
You can perform if you want to make money.
No, I'm saying
you can perform. This what you cannot do. You probably will not perform consistently at your peak.
Oh, okay.
Now, you can also, you see, there are two things that drive a human being. Psychologically, you found out. The two things that drive a human being, there's pain and pleasure. Because you are with particular pleasure, you are driven to achieve certain things. Wow. And sometimes, because you are running from a particular pain, you are driven to do certain things. You understand? You probably will not know you are able to scale a wall until you have a lion chasing you. You scale a wall in one jump and the lion chasing you. Then you know your adrenaline sets in and you know what you're capable of. So, but you're running from pain. And you probably don't know but able to drive as fast as make Lagos to Ibadan in 30 minutes until you know that you are going to go and get something that's going to bring you so much pleasure. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
I do.
That's two things, pain and pleasure. And those two things determine, but this is it. You cannot consistently perform at your peak if money is your aim. Money can't be your aim. You know why? Because this is the lesson for that day. Because the money itself wasn't created to be made. Money was created to, you're supposed to, how do I put it now? You're supposed to multiply money. You're not supposed to work for money. You're supposed to make money work for you. So because of that, if you're working for money, you turn money to your boss, and that's not the original plan for God for you to get wealthy. And so you won't perform at your peak. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
You won't perform at your peak because you are after money. You were designed by God to bring a particular gift to the earth. That should be your focus. That people are blessed by the giftings and the skills you have acquired or been given by God. And so people should come and be blessed by that. When you're writing a book, it should be, I want these people to open this and be blessed by this book, really enriched by this book. When you have that at the back of your mind, you will come up with an excellent work. That's why I'm called the excellence activator. What I help people do is activate the excellence within them so that they can consistently perform at their peak and bring out that thing God has embedded in them for the world. So there is no way you can achieve that excellence if you make money your... Money was not created by God, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Man created money because we needed something to value our goods and services. So we created money. In the days of our forefathers, it was trade by barter. I have tomatoes, you have potatoes. And we swap. But it wasn't good enough to value things anymore. So they created cowrie shells and they created coins and all of that too. We got to the level of naira and dollars. So that's the thing. That my answer to you is that money can't be your aim. Money cannot be your objective. It is a reward that comes after you have done what you are created on earth to do. After you have brought out your excellence, it is a reward that comes, but it is not the reason why you are working.
Well, thank you. I have this thought about performance and fulfillment.
Okay.
You know, that every time you perform a particular feat, you know, that something that you enjoy doing, there's a fulfillment that comes with it. You know, and all of that. And then, for instance, I do a particular project and I perform at my peak. Okay. How can I sustain being at the peak of my performance? Because sometimes we find ourselves, we're at the peak this year and then we're out. Maybe until another 2-3 years and then we come to the peak again. You know, so, but being consistent at peak performance now, how can I maintain my performance at its peak without wearing myself out, you know, and all that?
Okay, there are a few things. It's not just there are a few things. I call them, there are factors that can help you attain and sustain peak performance. First of all, one of the key things that we human beings have that we do not maximize is our mind. We do not know how powerful God designed our minds to be. You have no inkling, no idea. In fact, if you know how powerful your mind is, you now think of the fact that God is even more powerful than your mind, like in a gazillion times. Then you fear God more. Because if you know how powerful your mind is, if you have an idea what you can do with your mind. So my point is, your mind is the seat of peak performance. Your mind is the seat of peak performance. And it basically deals with issues like your belief, your thinking. I talked earlier about clarity and self-discovery. Yes. Those are just on the side. But your belief of yourself, I said, when you have discovered yourself, you understand who you are, you can then, it becomes easier to bring that yourself to the party every time. You get the point?
Yeah.
If you don't know that you have the ability to, take for instance, I do a lot of public speaking, teaching, training, and I know that I'm endowed by God to be an excellent speaker. I have gone for trainings and I've trained myself and perfected, improved and perfected the skill of public speaking and training. You understand?
Yes.
Now, I know that I have all that. So when I walk into a training or walk into any place, I am confident, even though at the same time, I must also be prepared. But once I am prepared, I trust God that He has gifted me. The Bible says it's gifted without repentance. I walk into a place, I pick up the mic, I will floor that place. Why? Because I am designed to floor it. So because I'm designed for it, I'm not bothered. Sometimes, in fact, too much preparation can choke me. Like, say, for instance, I'm preparing for this discussion. I just put a few things right on my notes, that's all. I mean, because why? Because if I prepare too much, it's going to choke me up. So I prefer it's right there. So I just prefer to just let it flow out of me and let God just use me like He chooses to use. I just know, okay, I want to speak about this and speak about this and speak about this. The rest, just let God let it flow. So once you know who you are, if you to confidently, if you're not a speaking person, if you are a quiet, reserved person who knows, who's very good with numbers, who's good with deep thinking, who's good with statistics, when you are in a meeting, in a team, in a group, you know that's your strength. There's no bother trying to be the one that's going to present.
True.
You know your strength is to analyze, come up with ideas. Just sit in your strength and do it. You just realize that you are more comfortable. When you walk into anything, you know you're carrying value. So nobody can judge you now. I'm in this place. This is the value I carry. And you know when you bring that value to the table, everybody will appreciate that value. So it helps you to keep performing at your peak at all times. Why? Because you know that this is what you can do. Now, another thing that can help you is, now that is your belief. Now, basically, what is your belief? Your belief, by my definition, is sense of certainty about a particular thing, something you are very sure about. And how do you start? Belief starts with the idea. You have an idea, but say, for instance, a lady can have an idea that I am beautiful. And she thinks, why do I think I'm beautiful? Because a lot of men look at me on the road. They always check, go out. Or a lot of people keep telling me I'm so beautiful. I look in the mirror, I look at myself, and, you know, people that are world-acclaimed beautiful people, I have certain features that are similar to them. Maybe I have Beyonce's face shape, or her eyes, or, you know, it's similar. Things that, you know what, they're called, that we call them pillars that help you certify a belief. Once you can get those pillars certify an idea, and that idea becomes a belief in your mind, boy, because you have like four evidences to prove that this thing is right. So when you believe that you have certain strengths and gifts and abilities and skills, what you then ask yourself, what are the things that make this belief believable, this idea believable, is the fact that, okay, I have the ability to be able to think things through. I can analyze things. How do I? People tell me I'm a deep thinker. I work more with numbers. I'm better off than most people in numbers. Those things then validate that idea, and it becomes a belief. Once you believe it, it becomes powerful to you. Once it becomes powerful to you, you begin to get extraordinary results through it. Do you understand?
Yes, I mean.
Now, the one other thing I want to teach briefly is what I call triangle of achievement. Okay. Now, this is, most times people do not understand that there is a power of not just your belief, but the power of your values. Now, the triangle of achievement simply talks about 3 points. You know the 3 points in the triangle?
Yeah.
Now, 1 point is your goals, the things you want to achieve, the outcome, the objective. Another point is your belief. That's the second point. The third point is your values. Now, if there is no alignment between these 3 points, you probably will not achieve what you set out to achieve. There must be an alignment between your goals, your beliefs, and your values. If there is a conflict somewhere, it affects your outcome. Now, I teach this to a lot of my clients and teach this to people, and people pay quality money to hear what I'm explaining to you now and to whoever is listening to this. So they should take this very seriously. Your goals must align with your beliefs. What are your beliefs concerning that particular thing? that thing you want to achieve? What are your beliefs concerning it? What are your values as a person? Because if you don't value flashy things and you want to buy a flashy car, you have a goal to buy a flashy car or own a flashy stock, you likely will not achieve it. Why? Because somewhere inside you, something will keep wrestling with that goal. You just will feel like, and you just keep feeling, I should not do it. Why? Because your value is conflicting with the goal you have.
Wow.
So your goals must align with your values. It must align with your beliefs. When those three align, oh my God, miracles happen. The impossible, the unbelievable is done. Why? Because all of a sudden, nothing can stop you. Why? Because in your internal self, in your inner mind, it is settled. Your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body is working in alignment towards that one goal. I doubt anything that can stop you. You remember what God spoke about the people of the Tower of Babel?
Yeah.
And nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Why? Because at that point, their spirit, their soul, their body, their beliefs, their values align to achieving their goal of building that tower up to heaven. And God knew that. I mean, I don't know how heaven was on earth then, but mm-hmm. God knew they were going to achieve it. So what did he do? He created a conflict. And because he created that conflict, they could not achieve that goal. So when there's a conflict, your goals can be achieved.
I was going to ask a question about indulgence. You know, but indulgence. For instance, I know I need to work hard, but I want to have fun. You know, and then time is money, time is life. You know, so I have to value my time, have to spend time with what I have to do for me to perform, you know, or reach my peak. But now I think you already answered it in the values and the goals and the beliefs. So that means if I value fun more than work, I might not be able to reach the peak of my performance. Am I right?
Yeah, to a large extent. But you also must understand that there is a place of fun.
Okay.
There's a place of fun. Fun is part of life, and you should have fun. In fact, you should work and have fun while working. Because I'm an advocate of fun. I believe that life shouldn't be dry and be boring. You should enjoy what fun is something you enjoy.
Yeah.
So you should enjoy what you do. So if you are in your right place or in the right job, you will enjoy it, because what people think is work to you is fun.
Oh.
Even though at the same time you know you need utmost concentration to get it done. A good example is footballers or sports people. Most of these guys love the sport they are in. So even though they concentrate highly on what they're doing, but at the same time they're enjoying themselves. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Messi dribble a lot. After dribbling a lot, he falls down, and what does he do? He laughs. He's enjoying himself, but at the same time he's in full concentration on what he's doing. So concentration and fun can actually go together, because once you're doing what you ought to be doing, you will enjoy yourself, even though you need to concentrate fully to achieve results.
Wow, that's great. So from this call now, first, I have a few jottings here. You know, and the clarity of purpose,
yes.
Self-discovery is important.
Yes.
And then you talked about the pain and the pleasure, which I really totally love. You know, spark performance.
Yes.
And the triangle is just, you know, and the beliefs and values all working hand in hand to give us peak. Right now, Where does discipline come in? I think this should be the last point. Where does discipline come in? You know, look at the goals and the values and the beliefs and clarity of purpose, the pleasure, discipline.
Well, there is nothing that can be achieved without. I'm a big advocate of discipline, and in fact, I personally keep working on my discipline every day to get things done, because I look at it from the angle of the word concentration. Concentrating on a thing that you want to do till you get it done. Discipline at times, I don't know for anybody else, but discipline can sound, you know, if you grew up with my kind of parents who would discipline you. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You misbehave, they discipline you.
Flog you.
Flog, punish. I did a lot of different types of punishment. You know. it made discipline a very tough word for me psychologically. So I decided to use the word concentration.
Wow.
Now, I discovered that concentration helps me better. When I say I want to concentrate for the next 2-3 hours, I'm concentrating on this alone. It puts my whole mind. It's concentration and the word focus is the same thing. Now, I am using them as synonyms to the word discipline. Rather than use discipline, I'm using concentration, I'm using focus. Now, you know the interesting part? Recently, I heard live from the great public speaker and trainer and success teacher himself. His name is Brian Tracy. I heard him say this live, and he said that a young man walked up to Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates' father. Now, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, as we know.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett is the 4th richest man in the world. And then Bill Gates' father. These men know about success. And this young man asked them one question. He said, please, sir, what is the secret to success? Just tell me one thing that I must never, ever leave alone. That's the secret of success. And the three of them looked at him and chorused one answer. You know what the answer was?
No.
Focus.
Mm.
Now, and I always say that the best definition of focus I've ever heard was from my friend, Cobham Zasuko Emmanuel. Cobham explained focus as blindness. Huh. Being blind to every other thing but one.
Wow.
Either you can decide to be blind for 30 minutes. You can decide to be blind for 1 hour. You can decide to be blind for 1 week, for 1 day. But be blind to everything else till you get it done. That is discipline. I choose to define this thing from that angle of focusing on concentrating on what you want to achieve and get it done. So it is very important. There is no success that you will achieve without concentration. There is no great person, and I am a student of great men. And I mean great men, I don't want to mention names, but they are great men, and some of them are billionaires. And I have learned under them that there is nothing you can achieve without concentration. One of them was going to build a massive house. And every time I called to see him, he said, come with me at the site. For that, he's a very busy man, extremely busy man, extremely busy, worldwide known, international character. And he sat for that period, anytime he was in Nigeria, at the site. He didn't say anything to me physically, but I learned a lesson. If you want to get something done, sit there and get it done.
Wow.
Sit there. Till it's done, don't stop. He didn't tell me physically, but I could see the man acting. He had a lovely office, fantastic office, massively decorated office, AC, everything. He would sit at his site. And it's not his only site that he has. But that particular one, he sat at it till it was done.
Wow.
So that is discipline. Concentrate on it till you get it done. Before I go, may I just mention it?
Sure.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about is action.
Okay.
Action leads to performance. You can't, everything we talk about, your belief, your self-discovery, your clarity, your alignment of all your goals, your beliefs, and your, what's it called, your goals, your beliefs, and your values, all those things will be useless if you don't take action. You must understand the place of action. Action is very, very important. The word, someone said that the word belongs to those who try.
Mm.
So you must try. And you know the famous tagline of Nike,
yes,
just do it. There's a man I worked with, he's a corporate guru, and I noticed one thing about him. He doesn't plant, just takes action.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a man that has excelled in the corporate world. And I realized that his strength is taking action. He can start improving on what he's doing while he's doing it, but he's doing it.
Yeah.
I'll mention him here. I was talking to my pastor, Samadiem, and I was asking him, and he said, Adi, listen, even if you're not sure, still continue doing it.
Hmm.
God will give you clarity on the way, but don't sit down. Do something. Be doing it. You make mistakes. He said the things that excel, I think you know. I made a lot of mistakes. You don't know. Why? Because they didn't work. The ones that you know are the ones that work. So you must, he says the perpetual, what does he call himself? I think he calls himself a perpetual trier, someone who keeps trying. You just have to keep trying. You just have to keep moving. And I found out that it works. I'm using it and it works, but it works. You just have to keep taking action. You can't sit and keep planning. You know, tomorrow's outcome is a function of today's action.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's action as well is a function of tomorrow's inaction. tomorrow's action, rather, is a function of today's inaction, rather. So, whether the idea is whatever tomorrow is a function of whether you act or you don't act. But act wisely. And I think the final thing I also mentioned is people don't understand the power of a coach. Get a coach. A coach is not a mentor. A mentor is somebody with experience in a particular field and can help you. You need a move from where you are to where you exactly want to be. It helps you find a better quality of life. So people need to understand the power of a coach as well.
Can you give us your contact for those who want to have you as a coach?
I think it's easy. One of the easiest ways you can get me is my email at ade.adefemi@yahoo.com. I'll take that again. ade.adefemi@yahoo.com. You can check me on Facebook. It's adefemi. And on Twitter, it's @adefemi. You can buzz me on any of those mediums. I will get back to you. I will get it immediately and I'll get back to you.
Thank you so much.
It's ade.adefemi@yahoo.com.
Okay. ade.adefemi@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for this time out. I'm really...
Hi. Thank you for listening. I hope this conversation has helped you see life differently, touched you, and ultimately shifted or enhanced your paradigm. You can feel free to write to us for comments, testimonies, or support at buluonosonya@gmail.com. We do be happy to hear from you.